Populist Party Leader, Mass Migration Has Destroyed Sweden. By Chris Tomlinson on July 8, 2021. Sweden Democrats leader Jimmie Åkesson has claimed that mass migration and imported crime has destroyed his country after a police officer was recently shot dead in a no-go zone. Mr. Åkesson stated that following the fatal shooting of the police officer in Biskopsgården in Gothenburg last week, that organized and largely imported crime celebrates another victory over Sweden. The Sweden Democrats leader, writing in an opinion piece for Expressen, went on to note that the man arrested for the killing of the police officer had been convicted of attempted murder just a year before for stabbing a man in the neck. According to Åkesson, the ruling Social Democrats are to blame for the rise in violent crime due to mockingly lenient punishment for criminals. It is the segregation in torn Sweden that feeds gang crime. Multiculturalism and mass immigration have failed miserably. It has divided and destroyed our country, he said. The solution to Sweden's problems, particularly for foreign criminals, is a better deportation policy, Åkesson stated, hinting that coming from an unstable country is no reason not to deport someone. If, for example, you have deprived someone of their life, the situation in the home country is a completely uninteresting detail, then you should be returned there, however reluctant you may be, he stated. Deportation of criminal migrants has been a major issue in Sweden for years. Whether it has been activists blocking deportations or courts refusing to remove convicted migrant criminals, as was the case last year with a migrant who raped a child over 100 times but managed to avoid being deported. More recently, migrants set for deportation have refused to take Wuhan coronavirus tests, which has also led them to avoid being deported. In May, a 21-year-old Afghan convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl refused to be tested for the Chinese virus and managed to stay in the country. Last month, Åkesson claimed that Sweden was in a warlike state due to imported crime and unemployment, saying, "Parts of Sweden are currently in a warlike state. Streets and squares have been left in the hands of criminal gangs. Shootings, murders and revenge are dictated by clan leaders." His comments came after a report that revealed a surge in fatal gun crime in the country, putting Sweden at the top in Europe for deadly shootings. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.